Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, everyone. This is your host, Kimberly Ward, and I have a very special guest with me tonight. Her name is Jan Drake Beck, and she is an intuitive animal totem reader and a certified psychic. Patty Negri is in the air, flying somewhere over Dallas, Texas, I believe, so she's not going to be with us tonight, which is really sad, but we're very, very pleased that we can have Jan on the show with us tonight. She is a certified psychic. She also works on missing person cases, which I find really fascinating. She's got a background that's really interesting. She was brought up in an environment of governmental investigation. And like many of us in the psychic realm, she had experiences as a child that were psychic, but she kind of put them off until later in life. And so now she's really blossoming and she's coming out into the world. And we're very blessed to have her on the show tonight. So welcome, Jan.
Well, thank you very much, Kimberly. I appreciate all that you say here. And I appreciate filling in for Patty. It's amazing and to be in the room with you and be a fill-in for Patty. So this is very exciting. Thanks a lot.
I'm really excited. I'm really excited to have you because, you know, the more I got to, I don't know you really well yet, but some of the things that I've learned about you, the fact that you're also a poet, just I love that because I've been writing poetry since I was probably in the second grade. And it's something that occasionally I can just be texting with someone and it just starts flowing and everything's coming out in rhyme. The whole conversation, I can't help it. It just happens at times. I get inspired.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love to go to, like, the Renaissance fairs and stuff, and it'll happen there, and it gets to be kind of fun, especially if you can get someone engaged that tries to talk back in the entire conversation. And they have a name for that, and I can't even remember at the moment what it's called, but it's a lot of fun. And you had shared with me that you had a poem that you'd like to share with the reader or with the listeners.
Absolutely. I think that is so neat that you do that. That is awesome. I know what you're talking about, and I think that is great.
A special name for it, and I can't remember what it is.
Wow. I think that's really neat. I think I might do that sometimes with friends, and we don't even realize that's what we're doing. We just kind of start. We'll do it in the chat room sometimes. Someone will put in a little rhyme, and then it starts to go, and we all just start putting in rhymes one after the other, working off of each other, you know?
Oh, I think
so
that's
much
very
fun.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's neat. Well, should I read this poem?
I think you should. I'd like to hear it.
Okay.
And I think it'll give our listeners a little feel for who you are also.
Okay. Great. It's just it's kind of a short one, and it's on the love theme because we were doing love this month, and I called it Deep Love Poem. So it starts out, it may be hard to find the perfect lover, perfect mate. It's not always easy to do. You may start to discover that you want to live for two. And when you look upon the other, you may see something about yourself that is completely brand new. It's when two hearts touch and feel safe and are at ease. These are qualities that are important for relationships. But then we say, don't hurt me, please. But it goes even farther than that, really, when we start to live for three, allowing our divine source to become our guide in the center of the two, to merge even more deeply. And that's it.
Oh, I think it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
What inspired you to write it?
Well, I think this whole month that we've been doing love, the love topic for Psychics Gone Wild, and just I've been thinking about relationships and what they mean, and, you know, we've been talking about it, and what does it mean to have a relationship, and how do you start a relationship, and what are you looking for when you first start a relationship, or what does it feel like when you start one? And there's all these things that go on, infatuation, friendship, you know, the different types of love, and, all that stuff. And so I just thought it's so nice when you start out in a relationship, and it not necessarily even a love relationship or being lovers, but just friendship, to have a spiritual basis between the two. It's kind of nice to have that spirituality between two people in any relationship, because it brings it to a deep level, I think. And so that's what I was thinking about mostly, was how it's nice to have a spiritual basis between the two of them in any type of relationship. And it's especially nice in a marriage or in a close, intimate relationship too, because it helps you focus, I think, to have that spirituality there, and it brings it to a higher light, you know, it takes it to a higher realm so that you don't get all freaked out. I guess is what I'm
you
trying
know,
to say. So,
I agree with everything you said, and I think back about what I said when I was part of the introduction of you, and how you had psychic experiences as a child, but you put them off, and then they're coming back out later in life. And I think that, you know, as a psychic, and even people who don't know they're psychic, when they don't have that relationship with self,
mm-hmm.
that they can actually be separated. You know, when I decided to open my psychic gifts back up, it's actually when I started to actually have a relationship with myself and stop denying who I was and stop denying the things that I wanted for myself, you know, stop being a people pleaser, stop trying to please everybody else. I was like, hey, I'm important too. And when I developed that relationship with myself, which was a very spiritual experience, my gifts really started to flourish. It was almost like I was rewarded for embracing who I was rather than denying it. So I think the poem
Nice.
Could fit even for that relationship with self. I wrote, it's not really a poem per se, but because it's not rhyming. I wrote something once called Lessons from a Rose Bush. And
oh, neat.
I'm not going to recite it verbatim or go try to look it up, because that would just take up too much time, but I'll give you the basis of what it revolves around. The
okay.
Roses are, if you've ever tried to grow a rose, they're difficult to grow and get lots of blooms. You've got to prune them back. You've got to care for them. You've got to keep the area around the bottom of the rose bush cleaned off. And it reminded me of a relationship, because in a relationship, you've got to prune back the hurt feelings, you know? You've got to take away the garbage, the stuff that falls down around you, the things that can cloud the relationship. Because if you don't prune away, in a relationship, if you don't prune away the hurt feelings, you really end up with a lot of thorns. And that's what the rose bush does. If you don't care for it daily, you end up with a big bush full of thorns. And it was very symbolic for me. And working shamanically, you know, I look at everything and how it relates symbolically to life. You know, you work with the animals. I work with the animals too. And they're very symbolic to us. I had, when I bought my house, I had a pair of birds build a nest on top of the wind chime underneath my porch, and everybody's telling me, oh, you've got to get rid of those birds. They're going to make a mess. They're going to poop all over the place. You know, they're going to dive bomb you when they lay their eggs, you know, and they all of these people, I actually started to listen to them. I don't know why I did, but I did. And it kind of made me think, oh, my gosh, maybe I should take the nest down before they lay their eggs. They'll have time to build another one, you know. That was the thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I take the wind chime down, and I bring it in on the porch, and I go to hang it up. I'll just leave it inside long enough for them to build another nest. But what happened was it fell, and the nest kind of broke apart a little, and I literally heard and felt that mother bird's tears. I was devastated. So I put it back. I left Aww. Offerings for them from my prayer flags, some breadcrumbs, some seeds, you know, all these things. And they came back, and the mother bird didn't even notice that her nest was a mess. She was very accepting. You know, I thought, oh, how beautiful is that? They laid their egg.
Wow.
And then there's something called a brooding something or other, another bird that comes and lays a lone egg in the nest, and this happens. You know, I'm watching all of this, and then I'm reading that this other bird can hatch and kick the eggs out of the nest, and, oh, I can't have that. So I take that egg out of the nest because I want that mama's birds to be okay. I hatched that baby bird in the house.
Oh.
But through the whole process, I'm watching everything that's happening and the father bird and the mother bird interacting and accepting, and nothing disrupted them. Nothing disrupted their process, nothing in their external environment. And it was such a beautiful lesson. It was amazing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I love yeah. that. That is so beautiful. Oh, thank you for sharing that. I just love that. Oh, my goodness. and I loved your poem, too.
Thank you.
Huh?
I wanted to ask you, how did you come to work with the animal spirits?
Well, I grew up with lots of animals in general. I've always been into animals. And my best friend, Cherie, who's totally into animals, too, she and I, growing up together, would feed them any kind of animal that we would come across, lizards, anything around our area, and any animals that we had bought, dogs, you know, everything. And so I was used to them, and my family were really into animals too, so we always had them. I had iguanas, and we had just all kinds of stuff, but I never saw them, you know, psychically then, and I never even thought uh-huh. about that. What happened was one night my mom and I were at home, and I was taking care of her for a lot of years there, and I was asleep, and I woke up to this big, huge butterfly that was flying in front of me. I was like half awake in a dream state, and I was walking, and it was taking me. It was having me, moving me along, and we were having an earthquake in a town in Las Vegas here nearby, and my mom was screaming, and then I woke up, and I realized that I had seen this butterfly. I remembered it. There was a big, huge buzzing noise, very loud. And I was halfway down the corridor, the hallway, and I knew the butterfly was taking me to her because she was panicked because the house was shaking and she was in bed, disabled, and trying to get me there as soon as possible. And I got there finally, and she was screaming my name, "Help, I'm afraid, what's going to happen?" Because we were really rocking the house. But I was so amazed that this butterfly was the thing that got me up, woke me up, and took me out to go to her. And I was just like, so that's when it all started. I was grateful. And I thought, wow,
transformation.
I didn't know. But I didn't know that could happen, that I could have a being like that do that,
wow.
you know, get me up and take me to her. And I saw this thing, this butterfly. It was a big one. It wasn't that big, but it was very, you know, it was pretty big in front of me. And so from then on, I was kind of, I still hadn't met Jethro Smith yet. I was more involved in other spiritual things going on in the psychic world, but I didn't know this group yet. But anyway, later on, as time went on, I got ill and had this heart problem, and I had a dream about a tiger that came to me in the dream, and
tiger is my journey animal.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that I don't know what the the different meanings, like journey animal. I know that's a shaman. I don't know the shamanic training, but I feel that I'm part of it because from what I've read about anything shamanistic, I feel like I fit into that a little bit because of the animals. And but I called Dr. Stephen, I'm sure you know of him, Farmer, to ask him
yes.
what the tiger was all about, you know. And he said, well, that's your main guide. She was there to tell you that you didn't need to go you didn't need to go home yet, because I was in bad shape. I was pretty close to death at that time. And she was protecting you, and that's your main guide, and you'll always have her now. That's your power animal. You've probably, and I think mm-hmm. he said you've always had her. And I do see her from time to time, and then I think back and go, oh my gosh, no wonder why I was so involved with tigers and some of the show business stuff that I did. I did tiger acts, and I was always getting pulled into some kind of act with a tiger. And I never even realized that, you know, until now, till the last couple of years here. So, yeah.
Well, we have a lot of callers.
What is journeying?
Yeah, right. Before we take a call, I just, for the listeners' benefit, this is very shamanic. Those animals that you're really drawn to are typically one of your totems. We're all born with 9 totem animals. These are spirit animals that are around us, and they come in and out and help us as we need them. So if there are animals that you are excessively drawn to, or if there's an animal that you keep repeatedly seeing, it could pop up on Facebook. You could actually see it live, and it just keeps showing itself to you. Please, please, please go out and look up the symbolic meaning of that animal. You can actually Google the name of the animal and totem and find a lot of information, because there's a message there for you. So I want the listeners to know that, because people have a lot of questions of, oh, I don't know what my animal is. Do I have one? You do. You have a lot of them. And some will come and some will go, but we're all born with 9. So if there's something that you're drawn to, look it up. So do you want to take a caller?
Yeah, great.
All right. Let's do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Area code 813, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Kimberly. Hi, Jan. It's Kathy. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi.
Hi,
Kathy.
Kathy. Kathy with a K.
Yeah, Kathy with a K. I've never had a reading from you, Kimberly, so that's, I was just calling in. Just general, nothing specific.
Okay. Well, I think what I'm going to do first, Kathy, is I'm just going to flip a few cards over because it'll kind of help me connect with your energy. What's your birthday?
Mm-hmm. January 12th.
Okay, Capricorn. Okay, so to me, what I'm first seeing is there's some changes coming up, but they're going to be good. I got a material harvest card and financial and material changes. So there's something coming up that's going to be good for you, but there's been some pain around you. There's been something that you hold on to, and you don't really talk to people about it. You keep it inside. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Okay. The problem when we keep it inside like that, it causes us to withdraw emotionally a little bit. We can, and it can create problems for us, because when we're holding on to any type of emotional baggage or anything like that, it can actually get stored in our tissues. It can get stored in our organs. It can create a lot of mental conflict for us. You know, we start talking to ourselves in our head a lot, and it actually compounds that. There's a lot of ways, you know, if it's something that it's difficult to talk about to people, there's a lot of ways to get rid of that. Again, you know, I work very shamanically, and if it's an individual that's involved, you can write a letter to that person and burn it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to get all of those emotions out the way you need to. It gets the message to them, whether they're here or beyond, by doing that,
right.
And it keeps you from carrying those emotions around with you.
That's a good idea. I never heard.
Yeah, it's very, very powerful to do that, because it's non-threatening to write a letter, especially a letter mm-hmm. that you're not going to physically hand to someone, and you can just spill your heart out. And there have been times I've done this, and I've write and write and write, and all the tears are flowing, because I'm really writing from my heart and I'm releasing all of this out onto the paper. And then when you burn that paper, it's a final release. You let it go. You can't get it back. It's burnt. It's gone. The ashes are there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So
I'll definitely try that.
What I'm seeing in these cards are there are going to be some changes coming up, but it's not going to be bad. There's going to be some financial good things happening for you. That material harvest card came up. But things that are blocking you is all of this stuff you're holding on emotionally inside. You've got to get rid of that to be able to move forward. Once you can get beyond and let go of that, I pulled recognition and reward. So it'll be good for you. You know, it's like everything is energy. And if you think about it, think about our body as this vessel. You've got this cup of water or something, okay? If it's full, you can't get anything else in there. So if you're wanting to bring new things into your life, you have to let go of something. And it really doesn't matter what it is. Let go of the emotional baggage. Something else is going to have to come back in to fill you back up. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. Jan, did you pick up anything for Kathy?
I did a little bit. And hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you doing, Jan?
Good, yeah. So what I saw was I saw and I heard the name to the rabbit for you right now. And the rabbit is talking about creativity, caution, humility, being you're very sensitive and ready to change as the situation changes. You may need to appear to progress. You may appear to progress in leaps and jumps, but in fact, you're optimizing your creativity and fertility of mind, heart, and body. Rabbit helps you to attune to the phases of the moon, so you are aware of its influence on yourself and your endeavors. Well organized, you do not announce your moves, but keep your head down so that others cannot take advantage of you. Loving and artistic, you are too. Rabbit can show up in your life when you are faced with a new and perhaps worrying situation. So if you feel blocked, Rabbit will help you uncover any negative feelings and kind of what Kimberly was talking about with the blockages and stuff. It's saying here you can meditate to help you release them so that you're ready to move again. You know what I mean? So
right.
That's basically it. And of course, you know, as you know, I do a lot of meditation and I love meditation. I'll always tell anybody to do meditation.
Right. It's very relaxing and it helps. Okay. Thank you very much, ladies. You have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kathy.
You too, Kathy.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Awesome. I love rabbits.
I know.
I really, really do. So we have 15 callers, so let's grab another caller.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Area code 661, you're on the air. Hello? Maybe they've dropped us, so let's go to the next one.
Okay.
Area code 484, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you so much. Hi, this is Marilyn.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. Hi.
Hi, Marilyn.
You're welcome. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Wondering if you can give me some insight on my health issues, like how to heal them. And if not, if that's not really clear, insight as to next steps for my work.
Okay. Initially, I was drawn down. Do you have fibroids?
Do I have fibroids? Possibly.
Yeah.
I have
okay.
painful lumps. Yes.
In the uterine area?
Actually, I have painful lumps all over my body.
Okay. Well, I was drawn to that area initially, and it was kind of trailing kind of up. Give me a couple seconds to try to drop into that a little deeper.
Sure.
Do you want me to go?
Sure.
Shall I?
Sure, Jan, if you're picking up anything for Marilyn while I drop in.
Okay. So, Marilyn, I right away got the raccoon for you is what I was seeing. And I'm sorry about the lumps. Gosh darn it. So let me see what they're talking about with the raccoon. And it says, master of disguise and dexterity, discerns deception, helps to release masks. Raccoons are good observers and easily adapt to new situations. Raccoon medicine helps us to loosen up, be more observant, and engage in the spirit of curiosity. Raccoon can be secretive and identify secrets in others. Not much escapes raccoon's attention. Raccoon shows us how to mask our advantage, how to change a mask to fit the situation, and how to discard those we have outgrown. We release the many masks of the ego. Raccoon turns our answers to spiritual deepening. So when we're ready, raccoon can help us to change, and it may indicate that we are ready to face ourselves. And anyway, that's just a gives you an idea of what you may, a little help with what you could help you with. Does that make sense? What the raccoon is giving you some ideas here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and I got to. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, raccoon and the mask, you know, I feel like what's going on with you, with your health, has been masked. So in speaking to the doctors, they haven't been able to identify exactly what it is because it's masked, which would tie in with that raccoon. You know, and I have to preface anything I tell you with that I cannot diagnose, treat, prescribe anything for your medical condition because you have to seek medical advice. But the thing that came up for me initially was you need to look into some herbal teas. And it's something that looking into a detox, but there's a process in doing this. And a lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people, I've seen people try to detox and they go straight for detoxing the liver, but they've done nothing to open up the colon to release the toxins. And what they end up doing is becoming more toxic. Okay. So it's a process. Start from the bottom, work your way up. Okay. So I would address the colon first, making sure the colon's working really properly, and look into some herbal teas. Red raspberry leaf tea, not flavoring, is very, very good for reducing fibroid cysts and things like that in the uterine area. It's a female tonic. It's just a wonderful, wonderful tea. So just look into and do some research in the herbal tea areas for detoxing the body, because I think you need to start there.
Oh, I do all that. I must have 20 teas in my closet, but I know exactly what you mean about from the colon up.
Yes. Okay. You know, if you'd like to book a private reading and I could look into that a little more deeper for you, I'd be happy to try to do that for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think, you know.
I have to say, when you were talking about the raccoon, mm-hmm. I also identify personally with that because I tend to be very good at observing and identifying secrets through intuition, and I can be a master of disguise working in a lot of different environments, like a chameleon. So that was interesting that raccoon came up.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yep.
Do you have any insight as to work at all?
It feels really stagnant. It's almost like you're waiting for something to happen. Are you afraid to make a change? Are you afraid to take that next step? Because it's almost like I'm seeing you on the fence over something. You really want something, but you're not going for it.
Well, Yeah, I am very stagnant where I am. I am not afraid to change because I'm like a chameleon. But I am waiting for something to happen, but I'm waiting for that opportunity. I'm taking different action to, you know, looking under different stones and so forth. But where I am right now is just a holding pattern.
Okay.
And I'm hoping and praying for something more aligned with my life, my sole purpose to come up. And I am taking specific actions to try to also to make something happen. I'm not just sitting on the fence saying, oh God, please just bring me something. I'm doing that.
So just
and
change,
then a whole lot more.
change your language just a little bit, okay? Get rid of the word hope. Be more demanding in the language when you're manifesting, okay? Because manifesting, the language you use in your head, on paper, voicing out loud is very, very critical because the Bible says, ask and ye shall receive, okay? So hopeful isn't a strong enough word to manifest
your
what
hope.
You want, okay?
Yep.
So twist that
yeah,
language up just a little bit. And be a little more powerful and demanding. You got to be a little bit assertive about it.
Yes, you're right. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good luck, Marilyn.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, I like her.
I know. I do too. That was a great reading you gave her. I love that.
Oh, thanks. All right, I'm going to grab another call because we still have 15 callers.
Okay. I wanted to ask you something, too, along the way when we get time.
Okay, area code 352, you're on the air.
Hi, it's me, Andrea.
What was
Andrea?
Your name again? Cause it's kind
of, Andrea.
Yeah.
Andrea.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to know, just a little guidance, maybe, if you have any messages, anything that come forth.
What are you getting, Jan?
I am seeing, gosh, it's a little bit hazy right now. I'm seeing a little bit of really nice colors. It looks like that it's purple. I'm seeing some real nice purple here. And the animal that's coming through is just about coming through. It's some kind of a bird that I'm seeing. It looks, oh my goodness, it looks like a stork. It really does. So I'm going to go with. Is this the Andrea that is in our room here?
Stork as in what?
Well, I don't know. Let's see what it says. That's what I'm seeing, though. I really am, and I'm seeing this really really pretty purple too. Is this Andrea that
yeah.
is in our room?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought. Isn't that funny
yeah.
that I would see the stork? Oh my gosh, because Andrea
uh-huh.
has. She's connected to so many children, a lot of kids around her. But it
uh-huh.
says, get ready for a new birth into a different expression of yourself. This is a good time to return to your original home or place where you grew up and view it from an adult perspective, noticing how it feels the same but different. And it also says, seek out and participate in a group that is doing any kind of sacred dance that appeals to you. Ooh, that sounds neat.
Like me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Music,
and
dance.
Have you been dancing lately?
Yes.
Oh, cool. And you are a very nurturing and dedicated parent, and you're able to express your emotions without becoming overwhelmed by them. And you're able to communicate a lot with your body, such as in dance. So that's neat. And
that is neat.
I just think it's funny because I've talked to Andrea before about things, and she's connected to a lot of babies and children. And
I was almost thinking that you were going to say one's coming up soon. That's why I was, like, asking why if it was stork.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of people, because, like, last time I had a reading with Jeffro a long time ago, who was like last year, they saw a baby, and so I'm not for sure if that stork was it, because something similar is happening.
With
like
the baby?
That. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna let it go to you, Kimberly.
Okay, Andrea.
Yes.
What I'm picking up is that you, it's like you've reached this point where you're gonna stop denying something that about yourself, something that's true about yourself. It's just it's going away. You're not going to deny it for yourself any longer, and you're moving on, and things are going to accelerate. And I almost feel like you're gifted yourself in your own way, and that things might start opening up for you in that way. Because do you consider yourself intuitive?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And that's what that thing is going to talk about denying. That is. Yeah.
Okay. And that's what I felt, because I see you moving away from that, and as soon as you make that decision that you're not going to deny it anymore, it's going to move fast. I mean, really fast for you. I see a lot of accelerated motion, and what's going to happen is I pulled the foundation and achievement card. It's going to give you a foundation to build upon in other areas of your life, not just doing that, but in anything that you're doing, whether it's career, relationship, or anything else, because once you open up to that intuition and you tap into it, you'll start to recognize things intuitively and not doubt them and question them.
Mm-hmm. Because I do question something.
Yeah. I think you do that a lot. You get these intuitive impulses, but you don't go with it. You question it. You doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
So once you stop denying that and acknowledge it, it's going to move a lot faster, and you'll see things. You'll get confirmations and validations along the way as soon as
you
trust, because you've got to trust.
Do you feel that I get that now? Because I feel like I get
yes.
that now. Yeah, the confirmation.
Yes, you get them. I don't know if you always recognize them, though.
No, not always recognize them.
You know, carry around a citrine or something yellow to help strengthen your solar plexus, that trust center, and that will help you with that trust. So get a citrine or some type of yellow stone and keep it with you, so when you have that sense of doubt, grab that crystal and hold it in your hand. Hold it to your solar plexus. Breathe into it and gain that trust, okay? And it'll open up for you a lot more.
Okay.
All right?
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Sounds good.
Thank you,
Dan. Thanks, Andrea. Yeah. Glad you called in.
All right. Good night.
That was great.
So you had a question, Jan.
Yes, I did. When you said your shamanic journeying, your tiger was part of your shamanic journey, what does that mean?
Yeah. When I started journeying, it happened, you know, it was progressive. So I started meditating. And my morning 5-minute meditation was turning into an hour and a half meditation. And I was studying shamanism, and I was doing a meditation using a specific type of breath pattern, and it's called the little death breath. And in this meditation, this very, very large Siberian tiger just kind of leapt up into my face. I thought he was going to eat me. He was scared the daylights out of me, nearly shook me right out of it. but I allowed myself to go back in, and I realized that it was this very large, very, very gentle creature. I could feel how muscular he was and warm, and it was amazing. And as I got deeper into my studies, I studied under a woman by the name of Kathy Montan, and she studied under Michael Harner for 3 years. As I further and further into my shamanic studies, every time I would journey, he would be there waiting for me to guide me.
Oh,
and he became my journey totem. Yeah.
Wow.
And I ride
That's
on
so
his
interesting.
Back. He's a very loving creature, strong. It's feeling of safety, you know, when I meditate
right,
or journey and he's there. Nothing can harm me. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so beautiful.
So he is my journey animal. And then I have a lot of other animals that I work with as well, like beaver.
Mm-hmm.
Beaver's the builder, you know. So I'd always wanted my own business, but something always held me back, and I never went for it. When I embraced that beaver totem, I actually went out to a pond and found a tree that they had chewed down, and I took this stick and I wrapped it with leather and put stones and things on it. And within 2 months, I had my own business. I had an office. I had my Reiki practice because I'm also a Reiki master. It was crazy, but that's how this works. So if you have this animal totem, you have to embrace the totem. So get a little, you know, figurine, a picture, something to represent that animal. If it's a bird, get a feather. And it doesn't, if your totem is an eagle, you don't have to go get an eagle feather because it's illegal to possess them anyway. You can just have a feather that represents eagle to you, and it's just as powerful. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you. That is so interesting to hear about this. It just takes it to another level to hear all of this. It's very interesting. I love it.
You know, animal totems are so powerful, and I know so many people are curious about them. You know, that's why I thought it'd be great to talk a lot about them tonight, because people can do their own research, and, you know, they know what animals they're connected with. They might say, tell me my totem, but they truly know some of the animals that they're connected with. And just like the readings that you've done tonight, every single one of those people connected with that animal in some way.
Yeah. Isn't. I know. That's neat.
So,
I know.
They're
powerful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's grab another one since we have so many callers on the line.
Okay. Sounds good.
Area code 805, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Good. How
Hi,
are
Donna.
You, Donna?
Good. My question is, I'm on an internet dating site now, and there's two fellows. One's Keith and Michael, and I haven't met with them in person. Keith I'm having lunch with tomorrow, and then the other fellow I'll meet next week. And will anything come of any of them, or do you see someone coming into my life?
You know, it's interesting, Donna, because I do feel Keith a stronger connection to you, but I don't think he's the one you're going to end up with. I think there's going to be someone else coming along. It's I really hate to say this, but I almost feel like they're practice. I don't know why I want to say that, but it's almost like, you know, when you're going for job interviews and you're getting to know what you want. You know, you're getting to know what it is you want. So you're going to get to see a lot of what you don't want to help you understand what it is that you truly do want.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel Keith has a really nice energy. He feels like a really nice man.
Yeah,
Michael
he's
feels
a bit older.
More
I'm
quiet.
60. He's 75. That's a little old for me, but he's very active, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I you know, I understand the age difference. I had a similar date. But I feel Michael's a little quieter, I think, than Keith is. Okay. And I think Keith does have a lot of energy, and you said he's pretty active. But I, again, yeah. I feel, I am, and I hate to say it like this, but I feel like they're practice.
I'm a kind of out of practice,
go have
so this
fun.
Will be good.
Yeah. Yeah, go have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. But you do see someone that I will be in a relationship and someone will be coming in. And...
Yeah, the image that I get that I think that you're going to truly be attracted to and you're going to have a lot of mutual interest, he seems like a very tall man, the image
okay.
that I'm getting.
Yeah,
that,
these guys are kind of short. Yeah, and I'm tall. I'm 5'8".
Okay, that makes sense. Because this man, the image I'm getting, he's tall. He's got this wonderful, wonderful smile, and he's a very gentle man. He's caring and considerate. He's the type of man who wants to do things for you, little gifts. He wants to pamper you and take care of you.
Oh, good. That's so good. I'd love to have that. I'm always doing for everybody. Oh, gosh. Oh, that'll be wonderful.
Well, good. Yeah, I've got to be honest. I've always been afraid of those dating sites myself. So good for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's fun. I mean, you have a little social life. You go out to lunch. You go to, you know, you do things, go to a show. You know, it's, yeah. And if anything, maybe I can make friendships, you know. If there's,
yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be good. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Lori, or I was reading the chat. Jan, do you have anything for her?
Well, I was just going to say that I saw this little dog just wagging his tail and so happy. And I opened up the book, and there's this little dog there, and it's just saying, a tail-wagging guide to an open heart. Dog reminds us to treat ourselves well with honesty and affection. Dog teaches that kind words and actions speak loudest. Endearing and delighting dogs inspire us to see our goodness by viewing ourselves through canine eyes. And dog is gentle, wise, and true. By loving dogs, we learn to love ourselves, and so we begin to heal. So that, I was just thinking, you're just right in the process of this, and you're having a nice time. And what Kimberly says, you're kind of in a practice stage right now, and you're just, and you can... And maybe these guys are like these nice dogs wagging their tails, and it's nice and it's fun and it's easygoing, and then eventually you'll meet the guy that she's talking about.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
Good.
And I love little doggies.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you, Donna. Good night.
Thank you.
Bye, Donna.
Bye-bye. Night.
Wow.
That was fun.
I never had the guts to do a dating site. I just couldn't do it.
I know. It's what a lot of people do these days. It's really, and people are finding their mates. I have several friends who found their marriage partners. So I know they work, but it is a little scary to me, too, to think about. But they're doing it.
I have two friends. One of them ended up getting married and moving to France and from the U.S., and another one got married and moved to Australia from the U.S. from a dating site.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it happens.
Yeah. Have to be careful still.
We have 10 minutes left and 13 callers. So I know we're not going to get to all of these, but we should try to get to at least a couple more. What do you think?
I think so, too. We could do several right now.
Okay, let's do it. I have Mary Lou on the line.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, I'd like to ask for anything that comes up for me. Is that possible?
If anything comes up for you?
Anything? Yes.
Sure.
I get a butterfly just immediately. I'm just going to jump in. Kim, if you don't mind.
Yep.
See the butterfly just, okay, yep. Butterfly just is right there for you. And butterfly, is transformation. That's one of the main messages, and also it's for color and what else does it say here? I don't see it in the book yet, but I know for sure that it's one of the most nicest transformation animals, and it helps you lighten up and not take things so seriously. It helps for changes in your life where you may have an old habit and way of thinking, and then you'll start a new way of life that starts to emerge. And I'll just say one more thing, because I know we're moving along. You have a great deal of vitality, and you adjust to change very readily and easily. So mostly, this is transformation for you.
Yay, that's what I want.
Good.
Yay.
That's good for me.
Great. I'll tell you real quickly, I threw a few cards over while she was talking about transformation, and firm foundation is the first thing that came up. So, you know, you're on a solid ground with what you're doing. The other card that came up, though, is you just need to make sure you take time for yourself to rest and rejuvenate yourself. Self-care is really, really important, and follow your passion. Do what's right for you, and when you take the time to take a little break for yourself, you'll have all the energy you need to follow with your dreams and follow your passion.
Awesome. She says as she's tethered here to the computer working. Yay! Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
For sure.
Have a great night.
All right. You too. Good night.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. We still have lots of time.
Okay.
Area code 315, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. How are you?
Who are we talking to?
This is Chris.
Great. Hi, Chris. What can we do for you?
Well, you know what? I'm not really sure. I have a ridiculously strong energy that I've never felt before in my life as of late, and I'm hoping that maybe you could lend some insight into where or how I can use this or where it's coming from.
Jan, what are you picking up?
I'm seeing aqua blue. It looks like a pool, in fact, like a swimming pool kind of thing, or maybe a lake or some body of water of aqua blue. It's really it's really strong here. I don't know if you're around anything of a body of water, but I'm also picking up a fish in there, and it looks like kind of a really big fish. I don't think it's a it's probably a dolphin. So let's just go with dolphin. So let me see what we're. Dolphin has a lot to do with breathing and regulating your breath and doing a lot of that kind of stuff, and it has to do with the color turquoise too. That's funny, it just said that there, and I see turquoise so strongly here. And it says to take a few minutes every day to try and meditate while you play one of your favorite pieces of music, and try doing some deep breathing exercises if you can. Things have become routine and monotonous, so you might need to start getting out and getting more freshness in your life. And if you're having any conflicts with people who are close to you, you may want to try and just clear them up as soon as you can, you know, while you're having this nice animal here to help you along. If there's a problem with communication in the relationship, then you're being told to try to move in a deeper spiritual realm so that you can communicate on a deeper level. And it says that you're highly intuitive, and you are also playful along with all this neat spiritual stuff. So I'm just going to leave it at that and pass it to Kim.
Awesome.
And hope that feels good for you. Oh, good.
It does. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Sure.
So I turned over some cards for you. And the first card that came up was victory and success. But then I also pulled the obstacles and challenges card.
What was the first one?
Victory and success.
Okay.
But in between, and material harvest also came up, but between those two cards, you've got coals and challenges and emotional withdrawal. So what that tells me is that whenever you're feeling some success in your life, for whatever reason, you tend to withdraw into some old habits, some old insecurities, and it keeps you from achieving all of those things that you want to do because of the insecurities. It's almost like you start getting these reflections of other things in your past. So when you can stop reflecting on your past, you can move forward at a much greater rapid pace. Does that help?
Well, yeah, it does. So am I self-limiting or is it
yes.
something else? Oh, I am.
No, yes.
Okay. Now, how do I combat these things? Because I really don't want to be self-limiting.
When you run into an obstacle or you feel like you've run into an obstacle, don't allow yourself to fall into it's kind of like a reflection. What happens is we'll have an interaction with someone or something will happen, and all of a sudden a feeling will come up inside of us that's familiar. We relate it to a past event rather than experiencing what's happening in the present. And this happens for a lot of people. You meet someone and all of a sudden it's a reflection of something past, and you may not even recognize that it was from something past, but then you'll tend to react in a way that you did in a past behavior, and these can create other obstacles for us. So it's really important to respond rather than react when you have any emotions that start to surface.
Makes
I hope that's
sense.
Helpful.
It,
okay.
It is. Ridiculously. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Have a great night. Thank you very much. All right, good
thank
on.
You. Good night.
We have 10 callers and 3 minutes. So
oh, God.
I am going to grab the one that's been holding the longest. Erica 702, you're on the air. We have 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Juliet. How are you?
Juliet!
Good.
Oh, I'm so glad, Juliet. Oh, okay.
Jen, you're amazing. I had a reading with Jan the other day, and she's absolutely brilliant. And she told me about this, and I wanted to call in and just kind of talk to you and see what you picked up on. My main question is, am I on the right path? I just literally did a huge move. My life just changed completely, so I'm kind of in, you know, a lot of changes at the moment, and I believe that I'm on the right track. So anything that comes up, you know, I may hopefully get another caller in, so.
I've got to be honest with you, Julie. It was kind of difficult to hear because it almost sounds like you're in a tin can, but it sounded like you said you're ready for a big move.
Yeah, I've already done the big move, so
okay.
I'm actually going through all that right now, like different things happening in my life. I'm pursuing my dreams, which I sing, dance, and act, so I had to just kind of take the risk and do it.
Okay, so I've got like 40 seconds to let you know I drew 2 cards, triumphant success and choose wisely, okay? So there's going to be some choices coming up. There's going to be some choices coming up for you, but I see success from that, okay? So okay. So really quick, Jan, how can people find you?
I'm at jandrake007@hotmail.com, and I'm on the Psychics Gone Wild website too, www.psychicsgonewild.com. There we go.
Okay, great. You can find me at newbeginningpolish.com or just find me on Facebook. It is facebook.com/holistictiger. And I want to thank everybody that called in, and we'll catch you next time, and we're off the air.
All right. Good night.